Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, what's up, everybody? It's your boy Donnie B, representing that Dallas Fort Worth Metroplex and across the country.
It's that Donnie B on that hard TV. Homies in the streets, won't you hold with me? It's that Donnie B on that hard TV. It's that Donnie B, man. It's that Donnie B, man. It's that Donnie B on that hard TV. Homies in the streets, won't you hold with me? It's that Donnie B on that hard TV. It's that Donnie B, man. It's that Donnie B, man. It's that Donnie B. TV, it's the Donnie B. Hot TV, it's the Donnie B. Hot TV, it's the Donnie B. It's the Donnie B. It's the Donnie B.
In 2 years, I've been on over 700 radio appearances. Over 200 million listeners talking about two things. Stop the violence and fight for your rights. Inspired by Dr. King, who stood for nonviolence, but now for people's rights. Our goal is to break down the barriers of age, race, gender, and religion to change the mindset of humanity by putting God over first and including the young people of the world because they are our future. The most high graders are Alpha and Omega. They ask, are you a minister? I replied, no. Are you a civil rights leader? I replied, no. I'm just a foot soldier for Jesus with an assignment to stop the violence and save souls. See, most.
Smell this. When someone else tries to sell you this felonious propaganda, man of whose enemies really are, remember the Dr.
All right, y'all. That's right, y'all, man. Definitely want to say Stop the Violence right here, man. Welcome to Up and Down Magazine Radio. I am your host, Mr. Donnell Ballard, along with Miss Deborah. Will be coming in a little bit and stuff. So, you know, we're going to talk about some very important topics that's been happening in our community. We are the home of the Dallas Cowboy. We are the home of the, what they call it, the Texas Rangers. And we are the home of the Dallas Mavericks. And I haven't had a chance to keep up with how the Dallas Mavericks and the Texas Rangers are doing. Well, I don't think the Texas Rangers are playing right now. But, you know, I just want to say a big shout-out to everybody out there tuning in to us right here on this beautiful Friday night. And I hope you guys had a good week. And shout-out to everybody on Facebook. Oh, my goodness, man, it is getting ugly out there. We got a cold front coming in this weekend, and it's supposed to bring us some winter mix weather. We're going to talk about that coming up tonight. Right here on Up and Down Magazine Radio. And again, I just want to say a big shout out to everybody out there listening to us, Miss Eve tuning in to us, and everybody out there that's listening to us right here on this beautiful, beautiful Friday night. I don't know why I keep saying Monday. And I want to say a big shout out to everybody out there listening to us. And I hope you guys are having a great, great day, because I know I had a great, great day. And we're going to give out some really good information tonight, because shout out to Baby Daddy. They doing some big things. We're going to talk about that. Make sure I want to make sure everybody can hear us, man. We're trying to get this technical part taking care of. Okay. Now I know we can hear her. Hope you guys are enjoying the show. We having some little technical problems. We're trying to get everything fixed. Hope you guys are doing great today. It's been a crazy thing. And it looks like the Republicans are at it again with the Democrats. We're gonna talk about that and give a chance to do it. We got Miss Deborah in the building with us. Welcome to the show, Miss Deborah. How you doing today?
Tonight. I'm doing fine. Hello, everybody out there in radio land. How you doing today, Donnie B?
That's right. I am doing good. Waiting on you to come in. And, man, it's been a lot going on in the news today, haven't it? Let's talk about that.
Oh, yeah. You know, it's a lot of people complaining about this supposed to be affordable health care, but I don't think it's that affordable. And people are complaining about it.
I mean, what are they complaining about? What are they saying?
Well, a lady was telling me earlier that she went to file her taxes, and the first thing they asked her was, did she have any insurance? So she said, I do have insurance, but they're supposed to be penalizing people that don't have insurance when they go pay their taxes. So, I haven't filed mine yet, and they quoted me something
I think a lot of people, I think a lot of people are waiting to the last minute to do it. I don't know why they're waiting to the last minute, but a lot of people seem like they're waiting for the last minute to do something, so... We just have to wait and see. I want to also talk about, I'm on the website right now, and looking at these people in this mobile home are forced to move out their mobile home and move their mobile somewhere else. This is making news. This is called Mobile Home Park Residential. This is in the Fort Worth, Dallas area. And these people are being forced to move off their land. Do you think that that's right for people to do that? What's the deal with that? Why should I have to move off my land where the city wants that property? That's what they told Channel 11. They want that property. We're going to try to get some we're going to try to get some audio, some clip from that. They got that property. And, you know, to me, it's the same as they was moving the residents from Ripley on a housing project so they can make way for the radio check. It's almost like, okay, I can do what I want when I got money. Is that fair?
Right.
I can do whatever the hell I want because I got all this damn money. Okay, if I ask you to move, you need to move because I got all this money. But the question is, these people are struggling, and now they're going to have to figure out where they're going to go. They got up until June to move. These people have been here for years, and the city wants that land so they can build around in that area. That's what they said on the news today. But is that fair? Is this fair? This is what we're talking about tonight. Is this fair? Give us a call at 347-989-1725. This is what we do every night. We talk about what's going on in the news. Do you agree with it? Do you agree that these people should be moved out their apartment, out
no.
their mobile home? Should they have a right? They're paying $600. They're saying that one resident said, I paid $600 to stay there. Should I have to move? I'm being forced to move, and I'm paying all this money. Then I got to find my own way of doing things.
Well, you know, that's the same thing they did to the people. Well, it's the same thing that they did to the people in Arlington when they built this stadium, the Cowboys Stadium. People had to just pick up and move out there, you know, sell their homes and just pick up and move, you know, so they could put that stadium there. And, you know, you just can't pay some people enough money. One lady, she refused to move. You know, she said, I've been here all my life, and, and I'm not going anywhere.
Mm-hmm. Well, and she shouldn't have to go nowhere. She should have a right to enjoy her home. I mean, I just couldn't imagine you kicking me out of my place because you got all this money. I got all this money. I got a right to do whatever I want. If I want you out, I'm going to get you out. If I have to go to the city code, get your tail out, I'm going to get your tail out because guess what? I got the money. You don't have the money. Money talk. But the question is it fair? Is it right? Is it right for me to move out of my home to make it comfortable for your business? Look at the radio check. They move all them to residents. I just want a resident out of that apartment to make way for a headquarters radio check. And now look at all this bad luck that the radio check is having now. Now they have to close it down. How many stores they have to close down, and people are not going to radio check no more. And some of them got when you do go to their stores, some of them have nasty attitude. They don't want to do their job. They just want to be there and make the money, and they don't even want to. They don't even want to encourage you to buy something. They want to look at you all crazy. Is this right? Give us a call, y'all, at 347-989-1725. 347-989-1725. And what else is making news? What else is making news, Ms. Deborah? I know you keep up with the news and stuff. First of all,
I can applaud Walmart. You know, they've been in the news a lot lately.
Yes.
Tracy Morgan was critically injured, and they, you know, some people were killed.
One of their
truck drivers. Huh?
I remember
yeah,
that.
You didn't know that?
No, I remember when that situation happened with him.
Oh, yeah.
That was amazing.
Mm-hmm. And Tracy Morgan still
that
haven't...
A,
recovered fully.
Wow. And I'm so used
to
seeing
anyway,
him on TV, on somebody's show. Somebody on show.
And now they have given their employees $10 an hour. Yay!
Yeah, but it's a long time coming. It's a long time coming. It's a long time coming. They should have been and got there.
They should have been. It's a bad minimum wage.
Yeah, these people got families. They got to support. They can't. They really can't support people off of $10 an hour. But it beats nothing. So that's a big for Walmart. I give them the benefit of the doubt. That's a credit. That's a step away from minimum wage, and I give them my props because I shop at Walmart all the time. It's a chance I get. I'm at Walmart, and I'm going to tell you now that I know that these people make the money, right?
Yeah, they paying them, but $10, is that really enough for a family of four? A lot of single moms. A lot of single moms. You know, I have moms in my family that have children. You know, been at Walmart. One of my daughter-in-law, she's been at Walmart probably about 18 years. So, is that really enough?
That's a long time.
Is that really enough? Go get you a career.
Right.
Get you a career.
Exactly. Get you a career and do something positive with yourself. That's what I say. Do something positive with yourself. All right, y'all, let's go into the weather forecast. It's going to be a beautiful day tomorrow, Miss Deborah. It's going to be in the high 60s. But we got a winter mix coming up Sunday night, and the temperatures are going to start dropping Sunday afternoon. So, y'all, whatever y'all do, y'all make sure y'all be careful because we got a chance of sleet mixed with some form of snow coming in this coming up Monday and Tuesday. So, whatever you do, be careful, and, just know
don't
that.
Don't put your coats away just yet.
Yeah, don't put your clothes away because we still got old man winners out there. Old man winner is out there. And for those who do not know, I am a reporter for CBS 11 News. Am I right about that, Ms. Devin?
Yes, you are. A
weather reporter. Yeah.
Right.
And Ms. Devin seen
history.
Me on there. Yes, I have.
Yeah, I'm so proud of you.
And then my homegirl who works for Channel 11 told me, she said, you know what, Donnell? I think you're the only black that's on there now because the other black guys are not coming on now. Stop that special. Not only am I the only black weather watcher, but I'm the only black that's actually working there. Wow.
All right.
You're amazing. Because I'm the only one that came and got my picture taken. Yes, I have. Of course, the other ones, they just did it just to be doing it, but they never came to the weather conference. We got a weather conference. You can't just set your tail at home. Quit setting your tail at home. If you want to be a real weather man, you need to get yourself and you got to go to these classes. Anyway, speaking of classes, what else can we talk about? What else is going on? Next week. Go ahead. Not tonight. We're talking about the lady that you've been talking about, the book author, Brittany. Very special guest next Thursday night. Yeah. We're going to talk about that.
Aranda.
Shout out to Aranda, yes. But I'm not talking about Aranda. What's up, Aranda? We love you, girl. We're talking about Brittany, who got the book out, who's coming on the show when? Next Thursday?
Next Tuesday.
Oh,
she's on Tuesday.
Wow.
Yeah, I want to give a shout out to Miss Brittany Moorhead. Just wrote a wonderful book, and she had a sellout. I mean, the first book signing, she sold out. The name of her book is Naked Truth, and she'll be calling in. We'll be interviewing her, and she'll be giving you some information on how you can get the book. And,
yeah,
you know, Donnell, she
wait.
has You know, she has an amazing story. She's a Walmart associate now.
Whoa.
She works
okay.
at Walmart.
Wow.
And, yeah, and
wow.
that's where she had a book signing.
And this is a, and I'm going to be honest with you, this is a good time for you to be working at Walmart now, because you're now officially going to be making $10 an hour if you start working at Walmart. So right now, people that are out there that's looking for a good job and you want to work at Walmart, go for it.
Yeah, and they do have good benefits, so they got good insurance. So they
okay,
do,
okay.
you know, they do have that. Hey, I got an update on Bobby Christina. You want to hear it?
Okay, I want to hear it.
Well,
what's up?
They have put a trach in her. And I believe what a trach does, you know, they put a tube in your throat where you can breathe. But I don't know why they have given her a trach, because if she's still on the machine, it may be for infections, and that's what they're reporting today.
Wow.
On her. So,
well, I mean,
yeah.
the girl is what, brain dead. They're still not giving up on her. But at some point, they're going to have to really, really think about go ahead on and just let her go ahead on and be with her mother. She wants to be with her mother. Let that girl be with her mother.
Well, I don't know. I feel like her, Bobby Brown, he's married, remarried, and his wife said, you know, we just put it in God's hands. She said, you know,
right,
we just trusted
right.
in God,
well,
and just keep praying. Keep praying for her recovery.
The Browns feel like that. The Browns feels like that. Let's go into this other story, too. Amber Rose. Shout out to Amber Rose. I'm looking at the picture right now. Beautiful. Okay, and she's on MediaTakeout.com. Amber Rose is spilling the tea on Kanye West. She is claiming, let me read it. She is claiming that Kanye West had it going on.
Kanye West has it going
on? I guess had it going on when they were together.
What he got? Oh,
she said,
Kanye,
are you ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she used to date Kanye. Kanye, like, his booty played with. Whoa! What the hell is really going on here? I can't believe I just read that. I cannot believe I just read that. Kanye on Facebook just texted me. She said, Donnie B, you are crazy. You and Miss Deborah, I love y'all to death. Y'all are crazy.
Well, what
I can't believe I
just
read that.
Now, Darnell, now take it slow with me, okay?
What did Kanye have to say? She used to, you know what I'm saying? She actually used to date Kanye West for a while. So she said Kanye West like his booty play with. She pretty much what she's saying is when they was together. Wow, this is very interesting. Now this gonna be out right here. That she's spilling the beans on his personal sex life. So she's saying that when she was with Kanye West like for his behind to be played with.
Oh my goodness. Not that macho man.
Oh my goodness. I'm reading it now. This is what Emma Rose had to say. This is getting outrageous. Go to MediaTakeout.com. It's February 20, 2015. And she said she is still in the maze on Kanye West's sex secret, and one of his sex secrets is that he likes for his booty to be played with. Not the hole,
oh
but the booty.
Goodness.
But wait a minute, it gets messier. Because not only that, but here is where it gets even more messy. Emma also claimed that Kanye has put hands on her in the past and abused her. So not only do he like for his booty to be played with, but he also likes to abuse, personal abuse. And what this brings me back to, now, Kim Kardashian get abused? Did he put his hands on Kim Kardashian?
Well, what kind of
abuse did
I...
Something? We don't know.
We don't know.
Come on. Y'all give us a call right here at 347-989-1725. 347-989-1725. We're going live to the phone line. 214-900. You are live on the radio. Who is this?
Oh, Jonathan. Taz.
Hey, how you doing, Jonathan? Welcome to the show, man. What you think about what we just said in the news?
Huh?
You think it's crazy? What you think about Kanye?
Yeah. Huh?
Can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. What you think about what you just said or say about Kanye West?
Kanye West?
Yes.
What you think about it? What you think about him?
Miss Devers. What you think about Miss Devers?
Well, you know, the same thing that a woman can be stimulated by, you know, the touching. Different people like to be touched different places. Now, if he want to be spanked, then that would be something different. I would kind of wonder about him if he want his butt out spanked. But it's not unusual for a man to have fun.
You can't even get it out right, can you?
Well, you know.
You can't even get it out right.
Huh?
You can't even get it out right.
Yeah.
Do
no,
what?
I can't say it on the radio, but that may stimulate and arouse him to be now women may be spanked. Now, I don't know about a man getting spanked on his butt. You know, that's just totally. I would think about somebody wanting to be. But if he's abusing anybody, that's verbal abuse. Anybody, you know, I'd be gone. You know, it's time to go.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if a man say, "Can I spank you?" That's abuse.
Well, no, it depends if you like it. It depends if you get, he likes for a woman to mess with his booty. That's what Emma Rose is talking about. She's talking about the secret of what he likes for her to do. Now, I don't know about nobody else, but this is what she's saying. So the question is,
okay, but
is that normal for a man? Is that normal for a man to want that?
What do you think?
That's what we're talking about. Jonathan, from a man point of view, you've been a man, a young man at that. What do you think about that? Would you want something like that to happen to you? Or would you feel uncomfortable?
What'd you say now? Okay, what was the question?
The question is, would you want a woman to play with you in a sexual way, as far as your booty? Would you be uncomfortable with that? Okay, see that?
Yes, I would be uncomfortable.
I'm telling you. Okay, you see that? I told you, Ms. Devers, people don't, this is not a normal thing for a man to have to go through. This is not normal. Y'all give us a call at 347-989-1725. I want to say a big shout out to Tony. Tony is tuning in to us in D.C., and Tony said, hell to the hell to the hell now. Ain't no woman, ain't nobody going to play with my booty. Oh, you just said it.
Let's keep this kid friendly, okay?
Hey, this is grown-up conversation.
But you know what? Yeah, but a woman wants to satisfy a man in whatever way that he wants to be. You know, it's not a one-way street. Now, if he wanted her to do an examination, if he wanted an examination like the doctor would give him, no. Now, a doctor doing it.
No. I don't know. It all depends on the doctor, too. It could be a woman doctor. Why not a woman doctor?
Well, that kind of exam, I don't think so.
No, and it's probably not going to happen. You work in the medical field. That doesn't happen all the time, do it? That doesn't happen. All right, y'all. It is official 31 after the hour, 8:31. I want to say a big shout out to Trinder listening to us. She says she's listening to us in Nigeria. And she said, you guys have an interesting conversation. I'm loving the show. Keep up the good work. What you think about that?
Hey, you said Nigeria?
Nigeria, yeah.
Oh, hello, Nigeria. You know, I got some Facebook friends. A lot of them from Nigeria.
From Nigeria?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, very interesting. Very interesting.
Yeah, and I hear from them all the time.
Wow. So, there's something else going on in the news. We want to talk about President Barack Obama. The Republicans are angry and upset with the Democrat, and also saying that Obama is making bad decisions about everything. I don't believe it, but do you believe that the Republicans are? I mean, do you believe that the Democrats are making bad decisions?
Oh, Obama.
That's what the Republicans are feeling. They feel that Obama is not doing a great job.
So, do you believe Obama's doing a great job?
I believe that he's doing the best he can do. He can only... This is the problem everybody got to understand. President Barack Obama is only one person. He does not make major decisions. We want everybody to realize this, that Obama is not the power decision-maker like we think he is. He is just the voice for the American people, but it's up to your congressman. It's up to your U.S. representative, your state representative. All these people play a major role in everything that you want changed. When it comes down to changes, it's not going to happen from the top. It's going to happen from the middle section. So we need the people to understand that don't get mad at President Barack Obama because he can't change certain things, because it takes a group of people. And you've been seeing the fighting. The Republicans want to change the routine of Social Security. They feel that Social Security needs to be reformed. They feel, and y'all better be paying attention to what's going on in the White House, because now that the Republicans have taken full control of the White House, it's going to be hard for anybody to want to change anything in the White House. The White House is going to go all the way down. Republicans are not going to let President Barack Obama get away with nothing. What do you think about that? Come on, Ms. Devin. Let's talk about that.
Well, I think
Shout out to Tammy. Listen to us on Facebook. She said she's enjoying the show. She said you guys are the real Republican radio station. We're not Republican, baby. We're not Republican. Where did you get that from,
Tammy?
We're not Republican. I'm not nothing. I'm not even Democrat. How about that?
Hey, independent.
I'm an individual. Okay, I'm sorry.
This is the way I feel.
Go ahead, Ms. Devil.
If there was another president, another color that was doing the same thing that president, and he's not Obama, he's not Barack,
He is President Obama. So don't get it twisted, okay? President Obama.
You don't like to hear that. The Republicans do not like to hear you say that. They want to say he is not, he is a, what they call it. Oh, speaking of this, I got to say this before I forget. We got Corey Rogers coming live on the show. This coming up Thursday night. Now, y'all know he is a liberty. He is part of the Open Tarrant County Open Gun Rights. And he's going to be a guest on the show that's coming up Thursday night. And, you know, he's trying to pass some laws in Austin so that they can be able to carry their guns openly and proud. What you think about that? And that's a thing that we should be talking about, too, is do we have a right to carry guns anywhere we want to, even in public schools?
But in public?
Yes,
if you're not the Black Panthers. The Black Panthers were criticized
for having their guns. Are we putting race? Wait a minute. Are we actually putting race in it?
Yes, you know what? The only thing, if we, they always say, well, y'all played a race card. Well, if we played a race card, you dealt it, okay? The Black Panthers.
Wow.
They would have something to say about them. You know what? If you Crips and Bloods out there, y'all arm yourselves, okay? Just do it legally. Because they equipped.
Wow.
They already equipped. You know, they got food stored up and everything. They building with them storm cellars that they used to have when we was kids.
Mm-hmm.
They already they already got, you know, their homes built underground, and I think some of them trying to go to the moon too if they could.
Candace says she's enjoying you, Miss. She said you're speaking up for the women and the African American. She says she's enjoying it. So then we got a lot of people listening to us by phone calling in. We're gonna take some of these phone calls. If you want to call and get in on the hot topic conversation? Call us at 347-989-1725. 347-989-1725. You can it's open Friday. You can talk about anything you wanna talk about. We're going live to the phone line. Yo, you live on the radio. Who is this?
This is Lenny from New York.
Hey,
how you doing, man? Welcome to the show, man. What's going on with you?
Nothing. I'm a friend of yours on Facebook, so I was calling in.
Okay.
Oh,
well, we're talking about some hot topics. Go ahead on in there and tell him about the hot topics so he can maybe answer some of the hot topics. Wait, no, you missed Devin.
Huh?
We got open. I think we lost him.
Oh, okay.
Call back in, man.
Yeah, you know, because this is something that we didn't even hear about. I don't know if you did, Obama, but a terror bomb plotter who targeted Oprah Winfrey was released from a Chicago jail today. A terror bomb plotter. Yes.
Excuse me. Somebody trap it. Go ahead.
Now, they didn't give his name. They just said a terror bomb plotter who targeted Oprah Winfrey was released from a Chicago jail today. Did you hear about that? This is the first time hearing about it.
Wow. No. That is crazy. What? That is heinous. So, what are they trying to do? They trying to kill her? Were they trying to set her up and kill her?
Yeah. They plotted, I guess, to plant a bomb somewhere. And, you know, Donnell, I don't know if this has happened to you. Maybe some of you listeners out there can call in. But sometimes my phone will be like it'll take a picture.
Mm-hmm.
I could be on Facebook and I'll see a flash. You already know the
wow.
TVs are watching us. There's
oh, yeah.
Wait a minute.
I want you to talk about this story because I've seen it a couple weeks ago. There is it's a TV called Smart TV. Now, this is what I'm going to tell everybody. They did a report about this a couple weeks ago. Now, according to Smart TV, according to a news major news network, I'm not going to say the name of the news network, are saying that Smart TV So guess what? If your child is having sex, they can hear that too. And what it does, it goes back, and it's supposed to be certain information that they get to figure out are you actually, I guess, what, watching TV or something? What do you think?
I've heard that. But I've seen a little camera in several TVs, even when I went to work. The lady that I worked, I would see a little camera in the left-hand corner bottom on her TV. And this was after they said everybody had to have a converter box, because you don't think it's strange that all of a sudden everybody had to have a converter box?
It's very strange because this convertible box is to keep up with us. This is to keep up with what are we actually looking at TV, and not only that, but come on now, we got to be real. The governor makes so much millions of dollars off of cable networks. Okay, it used to be we didn't even have to worry about having cable, but now we are forced to have cable now. And they can work on the price all they want to, because guess what? They know we're going to pay it. And guess who's making money off of? The government is making money. This is another way that the government is making money.
Right.
Everybody.
Your TV will not show. Your TV will not show without cable.
No, it won't.
You can get
the
local channel.
Again, this is crazy. This is crazy. All right, y'all, we're going to go to a quick break. You're tuned in to us right here on this beautiful Friday night. It's 6:43 after the hour. I want to say a big shout-out to Shantel listening to us, and she says she's loving the show. She said, you guys are really educating us. I didn't know all this was going on. And she said that our news is her news now. She's going to start tuning in to us every night to find out what's going on, because she's going to have time to watch TV. So we are her news, so I've been told that we do this. So now we've been on for 2 hours, along with guests. We'll have guests. All right, y'all, when we come back, you can call us at 347-989-1725, 347-989-1725. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. I'm sorry, y'all. I thought that was our news. That's not our news. What is our community? Oh, my goodness. Here we go, y'all. We'll be right back.
If it's hot, we play it.
Party. Arrived at work a little tardy. No matter what your reason, today could be a day to save. Today could be a day to save.
Can smoke in house, and no more waiting for the check. New smoked chicken quesadillas. Your chili lunch combo menu starting at $6. Fresh. It's happening now.
Radio station is on fire.
Dallas Fort Worth, I'm Darnell Ballard, the host of Up and Down Magazine Radio. We are your brand new talk radio show. This is where you can call in and tune in to the hottest show every night from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. as we talk about community, politics, world news, issues that's happening in your local community. If it's happening in your local community, you know you need to be tuned in to Up and Down Magazine Radio weeknights from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. only on Blog Talk Radio, where we are making a difference in the community.
Do. With Allstate, your rates won't go up just because of it. Good dog. Claim rate guard from Allstate.
Band, the Jordan Kahn Music Company, valued at $15,000.
Just click on your screen.
Good.
There's Woodfire flavor. Introducing Woodfire Grilled Favorites with our new thick natural cut ribeye. Or try our tender pork porterhouse for just $14.99. Get in for Woodfire Grilled Favorites only at Outback.
Hi, Dallas Fort Worth. I'm Darnell Ballard. Are you looking to advertise with the best show, Up and Down Magazine Radio? But if you want to advertise, we got two different package deals. We got the first package deal where you pay $25 a month and you get a radio ad with us, and we play that radio ad throughout the two-hour show. Now, we have another package deal where you get your logo added to the website. So if this is what you want to do, give us a call at 214-397-9064. 214-397-9064 for more information. I'm Darnell Ballard, the host of Up and Down Magazine. Make it worth your while and sell more advertising. Thank you.
I just got selected for the Bud Light, House or whatever, and I'm so ready.
I just found out that I was a winner.
It's 4 o'clock in the morning. We're about to hit you up, Arizona.
Up for whatever.
Giving my house for the House of Whatever.
Up for whatever!
Everything you guys throw at us, we're ready.
Euphoric, optimistic, everything you possibly think of in one bundle.
Ready to rock, baby.
The perfect beer for leaving your comfort zone in another time zone.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Have a seat.
Make yourself comfortable. The chair of our bachelor.
Trust me, put this in your hand, follow me, and we're going to go have the time of our lives.
I never worry,
this is going to be one of the most epic weekends of my life.
I feel like you're the luckiest man on the face of the earth. That's what I feel like right now.
Carlton,
yeah.
I got one question for you.
Are you ready to go to the
show? Yeah.
Best wake up of all my life.
I can't even explain this weekend. It's unbelievable.
I mean, come on. The life changes like that.
If I could describe this experience in three words, it would be awesome.
Guess what's painting? I don't know. Who is it?
It's the big man.
I just saw Jack.
Jack right here. That was the most random, amazing thing that's happened to me yet.
The finishing step. And that's how you make a great glass of Budweiser, a great glass of Bud Light.
This doesn't happen. It's like winning the lottery.
It's your boy Diplo. I'm here at the House of Whatever. Are you up for whatever?
Man, we are back. Welcome back to Talk Radio host Darnell Ballard along with Miss Deborah. We are in the building. It is official 8:50. It is hard to believe that we got less than an hour before we begin to get up out of the air. What's up with that, Miss Deborah?
Oh, you know what? Time goes by fast when you're having fun, isn't it?
Yes,
you know,
yes,
I,
yes.
I love,
especially when you report the real news. Real news that nobody else is talking about. Like, for a prime example, we're going to talk about this. Shout out to Tony, who's listening to us in Chicago. Him and his family, they said that they are loving the show. They like the heated debate we're having, heated topics. We're just reporting the news the way you want to hear it. Speaking of news, Jeb Bush is running for president in 2016. The question is, he's claiming, this is what I'm reading, this is what I read, he's claiming that he is his own man and he's nothing like his brother. But guess what? I feel like this. The apple don't fall far from the tree. What you think about that, Ms. Deborah?
I think you're on point. He's not like his brother, but he didn't say he wasn't like his father, did he? Did he say he wasn't like his father?
He said he's not like none of his people. But I still say the apple don't fall far from the tree, and I still say that you may be your own man, but you can't now tell me that you're not going to get no kind of advice from your family members, because guess what? If I was running for president and somebody in my family already became president, I would be crazy not to get any kind of advice. I got to get some kind of form of advice. Now, I may not follow everything you say, but I'm going to get some advice. So, I still say Jeb Bush, if he's running for president, he's going to get some advice from George W. Bush.
Yes, of course. You know, they grew up in the same household, you know. How can you not be bred the same way? You know, you came up in the same household with your brother. I don't know if they have any sisters. But this is the way I feel about it. We had enough of him already in Florida. Remember? When these ballots got mixed up and people were saying he stole the election? That he stole the election? For his brother,
I remember,
you're
right.
What do you think about
that? Right. I agree. I think it's a hot mess. I think it's a hot mess. And if the American people want to do the right thing, the right thing is we don't ever want to put another Bush in office, because the Bush family have already completely messed this country up. That's the reason Barack Obama is trying to clean it up. He can't clean up everything. So if American people were smart, American people were saying, you know, enough is enough. We don't want any more Bush in office, because Bush family have done nothing but completely mess this country up. What the heck do I look like voting for another Bush? Now, that would be a smart move for the Republicans if they decide that they don't want to use this man. Now, for the Democrats, we got a better chance and get Hillary Clinton to run for president. And if she did it, she haven't made a major decision yet. She's still debating if she's going to do it. But if she do, will she become a good woman president and not only represent for the women, represent for the whole country? And not only that, but if she becomes the first woman president, not only will she make history, but she will have the ultimate respect from the world leaders, because she is the president of the United States of America, which all the leaders, world leaders, respect our country. In spite of all the situation that we've been going through, we still got respect. We made our point. We had our black president. We can't complain and say we never had a black president, because we have had a black president. We can't say that no more. We need to move on. Now, is it possible that we may have the first woman president? And if we do have a woman president, will Hillary Clinton make a good president? Let's talk about that. Did you think Hillary Clinton would make a good president?
I think she will make a great leader of this country because of her foreign policy. You know, she's already been Secretary of State. She's already been First Lady. And I think her experience, now Jeb Bush, the only experience I know he has is governor. I don't think, you know, he has any foreign policy experience. You know, I guess he could get information, like you said, from his brother and his dad. But do you remember when those people had to wait so long in Florida to vote?
Yeah, I remember that.
And out in line.
Yeah, people were sitting out there and people are voting stuff, was getting their stuff. So the question is now, do we want that to happen in our whole entire country?
Yeah.
And if
yes,
he did run for president, the question is though, will he even get nominated to even run for president? I mean, because me personally, it's just like Perry. Did you think I'd vote for Perry? He done completely messed up so much. Only thing he got good for him that I can honestly say is that Perry did bring the jobs. We did have good jobs. But the question is, he still was not a good all-time record governor. I'm dying to see how this new man that's the governor of Texas is going to be. I haven't heard really nothing from him. But we'll just have to wait and see. Will any changes be made? And is there any, how we got a new school superintendent for the Portland Independent School District yet, Ms. Deborah? What's the update on that?
The new superintendent for Fort Worth?
Yes. We're supposed to have Fort Worth Independent School District superintendent.
Yeah, I haven't heard much about the new one. I don't think the one that they got rid of was done fairly. And I don't think that they have enough support from African Americans for one thing in Fort Worth. And I think that there is a crawdad mentality in Fort Worth. If y'all know what I'm talking about, if you ever seen a crawdad, a bunch of crawdads in a bucket. Every one of them trying to get to the top.
Yeah, and I think not only that, we're not unity. We, the black people in Fort Worth, are not unity. We're not nothing like Dallas. Dallas, the black African American over there come together. Fort Worth, we don't come together. We just don't believe in coming together. And, who we got running for city council now? We got Kelly Hunter Gray that's going to be, she's going to be running up against who? Cheryl Thorne. And then we have Dina Bivens, but I haven't heard too much about who she's running up against. Do you know anything about that?
No, I don't. She may not have an opponent. I don't know. Hasn't she been on the city council for years?
She's been city council, but it's always going to be somebody that's going to run up against you. If you don't get nobody to run up against you, that means that maybe they don't think you can do this. They think that they can't get the position. But
right, because
it's
John
Marley like
Price, I don't think nobody has beat him in years.
Oh, no.
You know, John
Marley Price. And you got to give this man the benefit of the doubt. John Marley Price is a hot mess. I'm going to be first to tell you. But one thing about him, he sticks up for what he knows is right. He sticks up for it. And if you don't like it, tough love. He don't care. But you can also gotta say he's done a lot. He speaks up. Now, do we like the way he do things? No. I think he can do a little bit more professional without calling white people fat, white, calling a minister a fat, white boy. You gotta have... Yeah, at the end of the day, you want people to have respect for you. You got to have respect for yourself, and you got to have respect for them. You cannot be called, you can't even be having me come into the city council meeting, and I'm talking about the situation, and then you all of a sudden call me a fat white boy. Come on now. You have offended me. The first thing you say, you always talk about how white people need to not call black people this, but then you turn around here, you calling him a fat pig. So the question is that fair for you to call him a fat white pig?
Is John Wally Price a Muslim?
I don't know what this man is. And if he was a Muslim, he's definitely not representing the right way. Anyway, y'all get the call, 347-989-1725, 347-989-1725. We're talking about anything. It's open Friday, and we're talking about whatever you want to talk about, 347-989-1725. Let's talk about some big things happening. What else is going on in the news, Ms. Devin?
Well, you know, they just had two women got married, I think it was 2 days ago. If any of y'all out there, if you could call in, if you're in a relationship, is it cohabitation? If you are for same-sex marriage, can someone call in? And if you're against same-sex marriage, because it's coming to Texas, it's already here.
Yeah, but they said today on the news that they're going to try to go up against that. There's a lawyer working on it as we speak who said on the 5 o'clock news today that they're going to, what they call that, oppose that. They're going to try to go up against that to keep that from happening. So,
well, it's already happened,
I don't know.
They're going to still try to stop it.
They're going to try to get it, I guess, to be invalid. We'll have to see what happens. We'll have to see what happens with that. I mean, that'd be very interesting to see what the situation with that.
Yeah, and another thing
Go ahead.
You know, another thing that I'd like to talk about. Now my children are grown, and I have grandchildren now, they're talking about giving teachers guns in school. They want teachers to carry a gun. Now, you have a young son, Darnell.
Mm-hmm.
You have a young son. How does it feel?
I don't think that's a bad idea. But I don't even think we should even have to go that far. Well, we need people. This has got to be. I know they're looking at, well, this is going to take a long time for kids to get in school. But we need metal detectors back in our school, and every kid that goes through a metal detector needs to be searched. Every kid needs to come in and need to be searched, going in and going out. They need to have security by every door. Now, the school don't want to spend this kind of money, but if you think about all the money that they're spending to keep the school safe, that would be a number one thing, because that's what's going to stop people from carrying guns in the school. Everybody coming through that door need to be checked, from kids to parents. I don't care who it is. They need to be checked. If I come in now, you need to search me to make sure I ain't got no gun. I want for you to search me, and my son is safe.
That's right.
And the minute that I find out that you got a gun, you going to jail.
But what
because
about
you should
the
not
teachers?
Even,
what about
I
the
think
teachers?
The teachers won't need a gun if they have a security at every door. Now, this is going to cost a lot of money, but I think it's well worth it. Is our kids worth this money? Yes, our kids are well worth it. And our teachers are well worth it. Because too many of our students and our teachers are getting killed. We have had, let the Republicans say, we have had more killings under Obama administration than we have anywhere else. That's what they'll say. I just don't think that's true. Because if you think about it, even when Bush was in...
You know what? He don't have anything to do with that. They can't even keep people out of the White House since he's been in there. They just walk, climb the fence, and go knock on the door. Don't even have to knock. Just climb the fence. The White House is open for anybody, y'all. Everybody. Just go make you a sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
Get you some tea.
Well, you got, but you know what? You got so many people coming in there. You got Jay-Z coming in there. And that was another thing that the white folks was complaining about. So they was like, well, you know, you got all these rappers coming up in here, and we're not used to seeing hip-hop artists. But see, but I mean, Obama is connected with the young people. So he's communicating with the young people. Do you believe me?
You don't have to listen to their music to communicate with them. I mean, if you got Lil Wayne on your iPod and you listen to that all day long, you know, I don't think you have to listen to communicate. Do
you?
He listens to rap music.
I agree with you on that. Now, let's talk about this, too, because this ICE, these people from overseas, still at war with the United States. They're still at war with everybody. What report do you have on ISIS right now? Because Obama thinks that we need to really focus on trying to slow these people down.
Well, Netanyahu and President Obama, they have come together on a nuclear deal with Iran.
Mm-hmm.
So they're talking about nuclear weapons, and, you know, when I was a little girl, I used to hear, you know, the Earth is going to be destroyed. You know, it's going to be a nuclear bomb. You know, it's going to be,
mm-hmm.
be something like nuclear that will wipe out everybody and everything.
Right.
So when they start talking about nuclear, you know, it's time to really stay on our knees, you know, and forget about
the
black race. It's only one race. It's the human race. We should be for each other.
That's right.
We have enough against us.
Yes, we do. And it's not getting no better. It's getting worse and worse and worse and worse. All right, y'all. It is 9:08. It's a beautiful night in the Dallas-Fort Worth. We are the home of the Dallas Cowboys. We are the home of the Texas Rangers, and we are the home of the Dallas Mavericks. And I heard that the Mavericks is doing pretty good. And I don't have the update on what's going on with them, but I hear they're doing good. Anyway, we are going to take another break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about more news, right? Y'all give us a call at 347-989-1725, 347-989-1725. We'll be right back. Y'all be Miss Deborah. We are in the building. We'll be right back.
If it's hot, we play it.
Party. Arrived at work a little tardy. No matter what your reason, today can be a day to save. Today can be a day to save.
Can smoke in house, and no more waiting for the check. New smoked chicken quesadillas. Your chili lunch combo menu starting at $6. Fresh. It's happening now.
Radio station is on fire.
Dallas Fort Worth, I'm Darnell Ballard, the host of Up and Down Magazine Radio. We are your brand new talk radio show. This is where you can call in and tune in to the hottest show every night from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. as we talk about community, politics, world news, issues that's happening in your local community. If it's happening in your local community, you know you need to be tuned in to Up and Down Magazine Radio weeknights from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. only on Blog Talk Radio, where we are making a difference in the community.
Do. With Allstate, your rates won't go up just because of it. Good dog. Claim rate guard from Allstate.
Band, the Jordan Kahn Music Company, valued at $15,000. Just click on your screen.
Wood, there's Woodfire flavor. Introducing Woodfire Grilled Favorites with our new thick natural cut ribeye. Or try our tender pork porterhouse for just $14.99. Get in for Woodfire Grilled Favorites only at Outback.
Hi, Dallas Fort Worth. I'm Darnell Ballard. Are you looking to advertise with the best show, Up and Down Magazine Radio? But if you want to advertise, we got two different package deals. We got the first package deal where you pay $25 a month and you get a radio ad with us, and we play that radio ad throughout the two-hour show. Now, we have another package deal where you get your logo added to the website. So if this is what you want to do, give us a call at 214-397-9064. 214-397-9064 for more information. I'm Darnell Ballard, the host of Up and Down Magazine. Make it worth your while and sell more advertising. Thank you.
I just got selected for the Bud Light, House or whatever, and I'm so ready.
I just found out that I was a winner.
It's 4 o'clock in the morning. We're about to hit you up, Arizona.
Up for whatever.
Giving my house for the House of Whatever.
Up for whatever!
House of Whatever! House of Whatever!
Everything you guys throw at us, we're ready.
Euphoric, optimistic, everything you could possibly think of in one bundle.
I'm ready to rock, man.